Rav Huna Amar Hakol Lefi Mashigadir Chiya Barav Amar Hakol Lefi Dmei Konim Bizol. So the Shiloh the Gemara presents is what is the Nikav going to pay at whatever time he's supposed to pay? That's going to be a machlekes in details between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim and Takama. But Lamaisa, there seems to be a machlekes Amaroyim on the books, how much, thank you, he's going to have to pay. Rav Huna holds that he has to pay exactly what the Makif did, and Chiya Barav holds that he has to pay to make on a bezol. So what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis? What is going on here between the lines between Rav Huna and Rav Chiya Barav? So comes along the Heilige Ramban, and the Ramban elucidates our Gemara, and he says that the only way to fully understand this Gemara is if you learn a Gemara in Bava Metzia. A fascinating Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Itmar. Hayori l'toch sadeh chavei rovinata shalei birshus. A guy comes onto my field, comes onto my property, and he adds to my property without me asking him. Amar Rav, shamin lo v'yoda la tachtoina. So Rav's initial response is that we evaluate and he pays the lesser of the amounts, depending on the hotzos versus the shvach. Whatever is less of the two, that's what he'll have to pay. The investment versus the value. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, "I'm din kama adam roitz elitim besada zulinoita," and Shmuel says, "No, it's all about the value, and you have to pay even the higher amount." Amar Rav Papa v'le pligi, Rav Papa clarifies and says, "It's not a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Kan besada suyelita, kan besada she'ena suyelita." There are two types of fields. There's a field that it's kedai to have trees there. It's asuyalita. And there's a field that's not asuyalita. Now, I just want to point out, someone, Asher, pointed this out. I don't think that this should be confused with minigamokum or not minigamokum. It's not what the Gemara says. It seems like there's an objective reality over here on whether or not the sada, it's kedai for the sada to have trees, irrespective of what the minig in the community was. So comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, well, once the Gemara introduces this phenomenon that I could be yored l'toich reshus shel chavero, and I could actually extract money from the job that I did and the service that I provided, so that is exactly what the Gemara is handling in Bava Basra Daf Dalet. That according to the Gemara, Rav Huna, that says you have to pay Lefi Mashagadar. Why do I have to pay Lefi Mashagadar? L'chayra, the Ramban was saying, what was bothering the Ramban is, who are you? Where do you get off that I have to pay anything? I didn't ask you to do this. Zok the Ramban, we have a Yisoid. We have a Yisoid from B'Metzia Kuf Aleph that there is precedence to the fact that even though you did not ask for me, but you still have to pay. And not only that, in certain situations, you're going to have to pay even Yodo Alayayna, even the higher amount. Dr. Ramban, that's exactly the pshat in the machlaikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chiya. Everyone agrees that there's a concept called Yorid L'Toich Rishos Shel Chavero. And everyone agrees that our sugya is assuming that Gemara and that concept. Elamai, what's the Nekudas and machlaikis of the Amoraim in our Gemara, Dr. Ramban? It's whether or not a fourth wall, a geder, in a situation of makif v'nikaf, where you have two fields, and I add that wall, is that parallel to a tree in a mokum where it's asuyelita, in a tree where it's advantageous and it's beneficial to now have that tree planted in my property? That now you can even extract the entire amount of my the wall, because now it's like Yado Elo Yona. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. And Rav Chiya Barav says, no, Why? A geder is not like that. A geder is not like trees. I would agree to you by trees, by a makom where it's asu yelita, but I'm not going to agree to you by walls and by a geder. So just Rabbi Yisai, just one other ha'ara. If you remember Rabbi Yisai, when on Thursday when we gave shir on this, I asked a question on the Ramban that should be bothering all of you. That the Ramban seems to be explaining this entire sugya based on the premise of B'metzia Daf Kuf Aleph. That's all very geshmak and a nice hezber, in so much as in so much. Leon, you don't have a chair? There's no room. That's all okay and nice in as much as you don't have another Gemara. The problem is, Rabbi Yisai, we spent a while learning the Shakvatarya in the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Chof. And the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chof brings a raya to the sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser from our sugya of Makif and Nikif. So it seems to be that the premise of the Mechayiv of why the Nikif has to pay is for what reason? Because of Hana. Not because of Yoyer L'Toch Sada Shechadero, because you're Nene. So why is it that the Ramban ignores that Gemara? That was the question that I raised that we have to get back to. Yeah, David.
Maybe we can say that it's also Hana?
Oh. Good. I think it's Maduyuk like that. We're getting like that. But you have to understand, what is the also and why do you need an also? What the why? So we'll get back to that. To just add to what David's saying, if you look at the Lashon of the Ramban, I think the Lashon of the Ramban is meduyik, like David's saying. The Ramban, lefi ani yazdait, even though many achronim ask on the Ramban from the Gemara in Bava Kama, that he seemed to forget a Gemara. And some achronim actually say, and we'll see that there's a Rashba that supports this later on in the Sugya and Daf Hei, that maybe it's machlokes between Rav Chiya bar Rav and Rav Huna. I mean, the Gemara that discusses that the Mechayev is Alts Nene was only going according to who? Was only going according to one of the opinions of the Amoraim. And according to the other day in the Amoraim, so then you're going to explain it based on Yerid, that was the Machlokes Amoraim. I find that very hard to explain in the Ramban. The Ramban says the Nekudus HaMachlokes between Rav Chiya bar Rav and Rav Huna is not whether or not the Mechayev is Nene or the Mechayev is Yerid. The machlokes between Rav Chuya bar Rav and Rav Huna is what? Is whether it's a suyalita or not a suyalita. So to make a whole machlokes as sugyas and the Gemara Bava Kama was going according to one day and the other Gemara is going according to another day, I find that a very, very difficult pshat of some of the achronim. But if you look at the lashon of the Ramban, we have the Ramban here. Lashon the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai is telling. Does anyone know what I'm referring to? Lashon the Ramban that introduces our sugya. So Ramban's coming on, he's just reading our Gemara, and he says, I don't understand this. Where do you get to be Mechayev me, the Nikov? How are you Mechayev me? Then the Ramban says, but you have to understand, you can't read Bava Basra with just Bava Basra alone. Shari said, Doime b'miktsas liyoyred l'toich sade chavir v'notah shalei v'rishos. What's the lashon of the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai? Zedoyme b'miktzas liyoyred shaloi b'rishos. So the Ramban l'chayra is alluding that there are certain ways that this is doyme and parallel to a sugya of yoyred, but it's not absolutely parallel. And that's why I might need other gemaras to also derive my conclusion in this gemara. It's enough of a dimyon that I can now have a hezber within the machlekes Rav Huda and Rav Chiya bar Rav if I should pay to make hanem mezola or if I should make lefi mashagadar. That much I have a parallel. to compare it to Bamitzia Kof Aleph. But to say that just because of Bamitzia Kof Aleph, I would know that I should have to pay, that you don't see. All you see is Doime Bemiktsas, that it could be Episa Hezber. Why is that, Rabbi Yisai, in Svara? Once we have to put our thinking caps on, and we have to actually explain things, why is it only Doime Bemiktsas? What's lacking? And once you figure out what's lacking, what do you see from the Gemara Bava Kamma that is now going to suffice and now going to give you a full Hezber? But Rabbi Yisai, why couldn't I know this just from Bava Kamma? What was lacking? You have to go in both directions. And you have to be Masbir. What was lacking with just understanding that our Sugya is an outgrowth of Bava Kamma Daf Kof? Rabbi, everyone, you have other Gemaras. You have a Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Kof, and you have a Gemara Matzia Kof Aleph, okay? I'm sorry, I want you to use your heads over here. I'm sorry, I don't want this to be spitback, okay? I want this to be a Hezber, a Geshmak, a Sugya. So I have a Gemara Rabba Kama. The Gemara says, Toshma, you have a Sugya Zenen Evzel Achaser, a Raya Brura, okay? The Gemara says, no. Hachma Eskina, the Isle Akav Eserah. I don't care about the Maskana. That's great for another time. That was last week's Sugya. I care about the Havimun. What is the Machayev? Machayev is your benefit, your Nene. Right? I think that's the way Rashi learns. I think that's the way Rashi assumed. Right? This is Sugya of Hano. That's the Machayev. Zok the Ramban, no. Why? What's the difference? Well, why do I need this Sugya, everybody say? Yeah.
Didn't he say it was on the Chisaron, according to the Ramban? That if, since he didn't get a Gishmak out of, since he got a Gishmak also from the wall, therefore it's a Chisaron, not off of Hana.
Again. We asked, by Zenen of Zechoser, right? What's the machayev? So what's the trigger? Is it the chisaron or is it the hano? So now what are you saying?
According to Ramban, didn't he say it was the chisaron?
We suggested in the Ramban that yes, that perhaps the ikur is the machaser, and if you're missing in the parsha the machaser and you're not the absolute machaser, but I'm doing it also for my own volition, so therefore what? You're not going to be chayev. So what's Sammy saying, guys? Whoa, excellent. So everybody say, perhaps these things are tying together. This is not a classic nene. Give me a riot to what you're saying, Sammy.
It's not full.
Yeah, over here, this is not a classic, I know.
Because
what? Because of what the Ramban said himself. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban says that if I'm doing it for myself, so then what? It's not a classic example of Zenene, right? V'zelo chaser, right? That was the Ramban in the beginning of the Sugya, right? So already we found the breaks on the Dimyan of the Ramban to the Sugya of Nene. Because over here, every Makif is working also for himself. So maybe that's the reason why it's not a classic Dimyan. Aye, so what did the Gemara mean when it said Tashma? Really, it's Yerel Tashma Shechabero. What did the Gemara mean when it said Tashma? How are you going to explain that? But the Gemara still brings a Raya, right? Tashma. So how do you explain that, Sammy? You understand what I'm asking, Adman? How does the Gemara bring a Raya according to this Svara? Once you're neutralizing, you're saying this is not based on Hana, it's not a classic case of Nene, so then how do you bring a Raya in the Gemara from Nene?
Bava
Metzia. No. I'm learning Bava Kamma.
So why, if we use Bava Metzia to explain the Gemara and Bava Kamma, so we can, then it makes sense.
One second, what are you saying? That what?
I think the case of Bava Metzia was that the guy didn't want what happened to him, but he automatically got
Hana
from it, even though he didn't really want it.
So he's Yorah Latorch. Yeah, he didn't tell me to do it.
So
good.
So saying that is Hana because you have to pay for it. And obviously, we said he would have to pay for it.
So what Judah is getting to is that if I didn't have the din of Hana, and if I wouldn't have been Chayav Mitam Nene, then what? Then I would never have the din of what?
Then
I would never have the din of what? Of Yoyred. Meaning Yoyred could apply over here because it's not, right? Yoyred could, Yared could be the premise to explain the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chia, but I still might need fundamentally a din called Hana. They don't necessarily have to contradict each other, these two Gemaras. And like David's pointing out, like the Lashon of the Ramban is, since it's Doimah B'Mikzah, so I need both of these principles to come together and to be Machayev me by Makif and Nikif. So these are just ideas, Rabbi Yisai, that I want you to fill in of what role each Gemara is playing in order to be Machayev us in this case, that the Ramban needs to borrow from each Sugya, right? And there are different possibilities of why one could be different than the other. One possibility we threw out is that this is not a classic case of Nene, so therefore I need the principles of Yared. But I couldn't only bin Mechayev Mitam, I couldn't only said Yared. The Gemara Bava Kama still can make sense with that, is because if I don't have a din called Hana of Nene, so then Memela, what? Then I don't really know why I should be Chayev Mitam Yared also. You're a Meshugana. Why are you Mechayev me? So perhaps it's a combination. We're going to get back to this idea in Mirtz Hashem later. But Rabbi Yisai, what I want to discuss now is a little bit deeper in that sugya of Metzia. The Gemara says as follows: Hayori l'toch sada chaver of inata shaloi bershus. Amar Rav Shaman, right? I'm sorry. Rav Papa says so. We have a difference in asada asu yelita, asada sheina asu yelita. What happened with this makif and nika for Rabbi Yisai? At the end of the day, is the nikaf happy that he's guarded up? Does the nikaf want this when we're now going to be mechayev him to pay whatever he's going to pay?
Yeah.
You don't really know from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't really discuss the response of the nikaf until the last stage of the Gemara, that the Gemara says the Nikaf was the one himself who actually put up the fence. So obviously I'm not asking in that stage of the Gemara, but in all the other suggestions of the Gemara, is the Nikaf happy over here, or is the Nikaf not happy? Does the Nikaf want this, or does the Nikaf not want this? The Gemara doesn't tell you, but Rabbi Kiva Eger does, and I apologize, Rabbi Yisai, I found this, I don't know, I have a new volume of Rabbi Kiva Eger's, the Chedushim. It's a very geschmacka set. The Jaeger Shlita convinced me to get. He was right. And Mamish like collects all the Ruki Jaegers from everywhere. And I saw it in the Kovitz here. I was just looking, making sure that you guys have all the Makaris. I saw it's just not in your Kovitz. It's not even in the old Kedushin. But it's a Hafla Dika Ruki Jaeger, I say. But as Julian pointed out, maybe it was Hashkacha that we didn't have the Ruki Jaeger. So you could try to figure it out, the Hezber himself, yourselves. So listen, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that there's a massive machlekes rishayim in the sugya of Metzia. The Gemara says as follows: "V'hadar Rav la beferish itmar ela mechlol itmar." This statement of Rav that now says you have to pay by Yoyrid was never said beferish. It was deduced. Da'ahu da'asala kameh de Rav. There was a guy who came in front of Rav. Amar lei zil shumle. He says, "Nu, evaluate." Amar lei loy ba'ino. Right, it was a case of yared, and the guy says, "I don't want it." Amar lei zil shumle, v'yado ala tachtoy. So Rav says back, "What? Evaluate it, and he has to pay the lesser amount." Right? What does that mean? To pay the lesser amount, Rabbi Yisai? Sounds like what? What would you learn from that line? That it was a what? It was a sada shaloi asiolita. Exactly, that's the pashtus. Amar lei loy ba'ino, and he still said loy ba'ino. L'soif chazia. Okay, good. So that was the end. So they walked out of Bezdin. That was the end of the story. L'soif chazia de gadra v'kamanter lo. Oh, afterwards, Rav saw that what he was protecting his stuff, and he was. He was preserving it. Amar lei galisa daitech de nichalei. Whoa. This is the opposite of what you presented in court. That lei ba'ino, you do want it. So therefore, what zil shumlo yado ala yoy. Evaluate it, and you have to pay yado ala yoy. Comes along the Rosh, Rabbi Yisai, in this Gemara Mamitzia, and the Rosh in Simon Chavez He says the following psak. There's a tnai, a major ukimta in the Gemara and a major psak lalacha. Dr. Rosh, haynu kishabal asoda roitzel lekayim anetios besadeyo. Everything we're assuming in the sugya of what of yoreid is what is assuming a major assumption. Rabbi, say play it out in your mind. The guy with the girl, right? The Simcha Willig Shaila, right? The all the sugyas that we talked about. You built, an additional floor to my house. You paved my path. Whatever it is, you snowblow the whole thing. That's all what? If I didn't say it, I didn't come out, why didn't say? Get out of here! You're a sleazeball. Who are you? What are you doing? Why are you doing this for me?
You have the ability to say, Rabbi, I listen.
Take your stinking property. Take your stinking ingredients. Take your investment and find another person to bug. Avada, I can tell you, get off my property. Right? I could say, I'd rather have no trees. I'd rather have grain field. I don't want to have trees. But the Rush proves it from the Gemara, Rabbi Isai. Amr leizil shom leiv yado la tachtoina perish. Im yisratza bekach oimrim loy litein loikach. He says, evaluate it by a soda suya, a sheina suya lita. If he wants it, and then it will be what? Yadol ha-tachtoyna shinshin te'ino su'ilita. Amar lei loy ba'ino. Gam zeh ino roitzi. He says, what? Even that I have the ability to say, ino roitzi. So Dr. Rush, Rabbi say, what was the conversation? Why was there a double conversation that Rav had with the guy? It sounds like, says the Rush, came into chazit to kagadr commander. It wasn't clear if it was a what? A sada asuyalita or a sada shein asuyalita. And that was the explanation of yado atachtoina and yado alayoina. Right? What happened over here? Amalei zil shim levi yado atachtoina. So how does the Rush learn that line? In that line, when he said Zil Shom Leviyodol Atachtoina, that was what? That was Sheina Suyulita. That's why they Yodol Atachtoina. And Amar Leiloi Beina, and therefore he says, I don't want it. With Soif Chazi, and then only then, and he was off the hook. With Soif Ka Chazi, the Gagadra, the Kamantele, Amar Lei, Golis Adaita Nichole, Zil Shom Leviyodol Atachtoina. You were Megala that you want it, so therefore you have to pay. Comes along the Rush, and the Rush says, V'roiv Mefarshim. But the reason why I have to point this out is because there are many mefarshim that don't agree with me. Kasu de sada she'ein asuyelita hava. That the only reason he was able to say loy ba'ina zokter Rosh according to these rov mefarshim is because it was a what? It was ein asuyelita. Implication what? Is that if you have a sada asuyelita, you don't have the ability to say loy ba'ina. Which is why Loi Beina was only said where? In the first stage of the Gemara. It would never have been a possibility in the situation where it was Yada Ela Yoina. But says the Rush, I don't accept these Rishayim. We don't know who they are yet. Let's wait. Loi Nehirali Chada Dekamer Le Rav Mitzchila Zil Shumle Al Korchach Shumle V'Yada Ela Tachtoina Kamer Kaven De'eno Asuya Lita. Im kain my hoder su kamerle zil shumle viyadol atachtona hakvar amerle hachi.
Rabbi say, what did the Rosh ask there? What's the Rosh proving from the text of the Gemara? What happened? V'loi nihira. Tekamer le rav mitchila zil shumle. Al korchach shumle v'yado atachtona kamar. Keva de ena sui lita. Imkein my hoder su kamar le zil shumle v'yado atachtona hakvar amr lehachi. If fret the rush, if the din is like these other Rishonim, that what?
It had to be that it was in Asur Yelita.
That it was not Asur Yelita, so then what happens to the Gemara?
You said Tachtona twice.
It becomes repetitive. Right? Let's read the Gemara. La beferish ritar ela mechola itmar. Dahu da'asala kemidarav amr lei zil shumle. Amr lei loy ba'ino. Amr lei zil shumle v'yadol atachtoina. So what happened over there? Why is there a repetition of the Gemara? Zil shumle, zil shumle. Elamai zok the rush. If the case was that it was ein asu yelita, and why do you have to say that it's a case of ein asu yelita, Rabbi Yisai, according to the other Rishonim? Because the Gemara says what words? Loi ba'ina, I reject it. Where are you allowed to reject it according to the Rov Mefarshim? Only by a Sadashain Asuyalita. Frack the rush. If it's a Sadashain Asuyalita and you knew it was a Sadashain Asuyalita, so then you have a Gemara that doesn't read straight. So what was the conversation? What was the back and forth? Why did he say it twice? My holder sukamerle, zil shumisle, viyadu atachtona, hakfar amale hachi. Va'oid, frack the rush in addition, is Sadashain Asuyalita have afal gav de goder manterle, lo have amr, diyadu ala yoino. Also, wait a second. If it's all talking about a situation where it's a sada she'ena suyelita, and that's why the Gemara could present the possibility of saying loy beina that I don't want it, so then why in the maskana do you actually have to pay yado elayoina, even if you were the one who was megala that you wanted? It's just difficult even in the maskana, not only in the shaklavataria of Rav. Elamai, Zokta Rush, textually, I see from the entire Gemara, Meikara, Meresha, Ad Seifa, Meseifa, Ad Resha, that what? That the concept of Loi Be'ina is something that's equal and parallel and exists by any type of Sada that exists. You cannot force a person to pay for something he doesn't want. Very mistaber dika rush. But then the rush says, and I don't even say this from the case of the Gemara. I don't even say this just from the text. Zok the rush and svara, I don't accept. V'loy mistaber klal. It's not even mistaber. Sheyitein bala soda l'neitea kishetolu kishaslu v'hu eno chafetz v'netiyas. How could you even say it misvara? How could I now be forced to now acquire something and own something that's bal korchi? Makes no sense. So it's not even mistaber, it's not even al das, but it happens to also not work with the Gemara as well. Obviously, the ukimta is where the guy is okay with it. Okay, and even so, even though you're okay with it, but if we evaluate and we say it's a sada she'ena su yelita, so the memela we can't be mechayev you. Rabbi Yisai, Reb Kiva Eger on our daf raises the shaila in Baba Basra that the Ramban brings the din of Yoyred into our sugya. Frekt Reb Kiva Eger, why is the Ramban so convinced that the Mishnah, Pshat in our Mishnah, is that a Nikov has to pay? Who says he agrees? Who says the Nikov, we don't even know what the Nikov said over here. We don't know what the story of Baba Basra was bichlal. Zokter b'kiveh eger haflo v'fela
He says the Ramban is Lishitoso. The Ramban is Lishitoso in Baba Basra Daf Dalet Amud Beis to Baba Metzia Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. And I'll read you the Ramban and Baba Metzia because I know I didn't put it on the Mamre Koymes because I thought you would chap it ois in the Reb Kiva Eger. But it's beautiful even in the Ramban. Shomin v'yodol atachtoinu. I'm going to read you the Gemara. V'hod amalei rav lahu zil shumle, stomach karmalei. Lo yodol al yoyna v'lo al atachtoinu k'dei leide imhaisa lo sada asu yalita imlav. He says, first let's find out what type of property this is. He had no idea. What is it? V'amalei ahu gavra loy ba'ina. The guy was answering, loy ba'ina, what does that mean? Kaloimer, ani loy ha'isi noita. I would have never planted such a thing. Va'amrle shumle v'yada la'tachtayna. So he says, okay, great, now we know what we're talking about. We're talking about a sode she'ena su'yelita. So you know what the next answer is. So now let's evaluate so that we can get to it to an amount that's going to be a conclusive, and it's going to be what? Based on the information that was presented in the Gemara? Yodol atachtoin. Va'omer lei loy ba'ina. And on that he says, I don't want it. Nirali da'achik omer lei. Loy ba'ina yitol eitzav v'nitiyosav v'yelech lo. Let him say the following. Kach nitiyosecha ve'eitzecha. I don't want your stuff on my property. Take your entire ingredients. Now, Rabbi Isai, here's the shaila in the Ramban. Where did it say loy ba'ina twice? Again, I'm going to read you what the Ramban says. V'hoda amar le rav lahu zil shum le stomach amar le. Lo yada al yonav lo atachtein. He just says, go evaluate. Kedei lida leida im haisa lo sada asu yilita im lav. V'amar le ahu gavra, and the guy said back, loy ba'ina klemer ani loy ayisa nota. So that's the first loy ba'ina, right? Oh, sorry, it says loy ba'ina twice. I forgot. Good. So he said originally, loy ba'ina, that it's a soda she'ena soyelita. Now the Ramban says, oh, once we establish that, so now let's get an amount for what? Purposes of yodol atachtoina, since it's a soda she'ena soyelita. What did the Ramban just set up for himself, Rabbi Yisai? The Ramban set up for himself to say what and to conclude what? The following. The din of loy ba'ina is limited to what? Asode she'ein asuyelita. But if you taka have asode asuyelita, which was not the case of the Gemara in Bamitziah Kuf Aleph, you taka don't have the ability to say kach netiyosecha v'kach etzecha. And Rabbi Yisai, that's exactly the way the Ramban concludes. And this is the Rov Mefarshim in the Gemara, in the Rosh and Bamitziah. You can say, take your materials, uproot it from my house. You don't have the ability to do it because it's like what? The command the gudra umanterla dami va'odith mina. It's like what? What did he say? By Asada Suyulita, what is it? It's like the example of what? In the end of the Gemara, that you yourself put it up. And you were showing that it's Geshmak. And then the Gemara says it's the other Eliyahu. Right? When Rav saw him, what he was doing, he said, no, not so fast. That's the way you're living? No, you can't do that. Says the Ramban, you have no precedence from the Gemara that by Asoda Asuya Lita that you could say which words? Loy Bo'ina. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger, and Reb Kiva Eger says, the Ramban and Baba Basra Daf Dalet says, you know what you need in order to learn Baba Basra? You need to learn a Sugya Baba Metzia. That what says what? What does it say? 80?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But our Katzalagas, can we fix that?
To sada sheina su yelita? To push down?
You can open the window as well.
Is that like just in your head? We have a controller, guys. Does nothing, but we have a controller. Rabbi Zog from Kiva Eger, has Rabban pulled that one on us? Maybe the nikaf in our sugya is what? Is a what? The same with words. Loibaina. Mechadesini, you can just say in a straight face and be mechayim. I don't care what the lumnus is. Yorid with nana, whatever it is. Lamaisa, mechadesini. You can't say flat, off the, you know, or, you know, off the cuff. No question that the nikaf has to be. Megalgon of the zakol. Mechadesini. Who says? It's a very strong possibility that the Gemara Mamatzina Kof Aleph raises. Ana loibaina. The Ramban is lishitas. And the Ramban is saying what, Matthew? What's he saying? Rav Huno, who's saying you have to pay Lefim Shagodr, is saying that this is a what, Dr. Ramban? It's an Asuya Lita. It's an Asuya Lita, what? I lose the schus to say what?
No. Because it's Mokhi.
No. That's right. Yeah. Those two are not synonymous.
Why?
Not because of Mokhi Shinoz. Because there's a positive objective benefit.
Asuya Lita just means
Asuya Lita, exactly. This wall is beneficial to be protected. And you can't say Loi Be'ina. Half of a fellow, everybody said. Now the Ramban, Zotrim Kiveger, you need to learn this Ramban with another Ramban. It's the Ramban Lashitoso within the Hezbollah and the Gemara, the way he learned the Gemara Mamatiya Koval. Rabbi say, it's much more Gishmak. It's much, much more Gishmak. Dr. Kiva Eger, open up the Rosh in Baba Masra. Rosh brings down our Sugya. He goes on to Hey and Aleph, which is a hemshech of our sugya mitzvah Shem will get to. Vafal gaf. Vafal bagav de biko hu makum shenagu shaloi ligdar. I'm in Zion, in the Rosh. You with me, guys?
Yeah.
Honey mili gedr shebeno leben chaveru mishum hezek riyav. Al mekifu me'avar ruchosu v'monu m'menu regal adam v'regal v'heim achayav l'shalim. Right? Okay, good. That's the last sugya. The Rosh is saying it's chayav alts rego, behema, it's the outer wall, like Rabbi Shainim. Not a surprise that the Rosh is going with the Balei HaTosis. That's usually the mahalach of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Good. Amalei anikaf im takif lo etin lecha klum de ledidi sagali benetir barzuzah lo yoav le el agadatira. Miu, sorry. Sorry, I missed the word. Umiu zok the Rosh. In mitchila omer le'anikaf im takif lo etin lecha klum. Dili didi sagali benetira barzuza lo yohev le'ela agar netira. Aval kevin sheshosak v'ra shechaveru hoya goyder mistam anichale shim yakafenu me'ar baruchos sheyiten chalko. Rabbi Yisai says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rosh stopped in something in our Gemara that the other Rishonim do not say. The Rosh said that this was a case and the entire sugya has to be assuming what? One word. Shosak. Loi omar loi ba'ina. Because according to Shitas HaRosh Rabbeisai, if a person says, no, I would never have paid for this, or I want to pay for a babysitter, however you understand that, I want to pay for a watchman like the Gemara presents, and that would be sufficient for me, I cannot be mechayev you anything. Iomer loy ba'ina afilu b'soda asu yelita. He has the ability to say that. Moir v'rabbi said, Reb Kiva Eger says, go oimis. The Rosh and the Ramban. The fact that the Ramban did not say boo. And the fact that the Rosh needs to say boo. Is all the shitasam from the Gemara Mamatzia. Kof Aleph Amid Aleph. It's all based on the fundamental machlokes rishonim. How do you learn the sugya of yori l'toych rishus shachavira? And that's going to have implications of how you could apply it into our sugya. Yeah.
First of all, we thought the diak was that in fact that the Rosh asks the same kasha as the Ramban. How could you make a tefillah if it's multiple shalom? It doesn't compare it to yori because he thinks you can never compare it. To
the Rosh in the Rosh says. In Baba Basra, where?
Right in the beginning
of his. Amar Rav Yudah Mishul in Zion?
Yeah.
Amar Rav Yudah Mishul, Allah Rav Yosim, Amar Vagavad, there's Rav Yuz, Magalan, it's called Vlo, Amar Rav. It's Rav Huna, Amar Akol, if you much go to Chiba, Rav, Amar Gdev, Kanuza. Run Yaak, Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah, Rav Where did you say the Kasha of the Rambam? I don't see it.
Like right when he starts speaking. Or he's asking, how can you pay? How can you make him pay?
Why is he asking, how could you make him pay? He's asking this child of the Rishonim from the last of you. No. He's asking, what is the mechitza over here? It's a bika. Why should you be mechitza? He's asking the Rishonim's kasha from last again. It's a bika. It's a makom
shalei nagu. That is what the Ramban asked. And then he said, even so, since it's like yorid, you can make a tefillah.
I don't know if that's the kasha of the Ramban. He just wants to understand what mechitza we're talking about. Like the Rishonim all wanted to be mazir. It's a bika. There are no mechitzas. So what are we even handling? Not because it's Bal Korcha. Not because I don't understand that I don't have a premise of Yerid. Not because I even if you assume Yerid, I don't see any Shavyos over here. It's a bika. So that's what the Rishonim had to discuss last week. It's a circumference. It's a Shana Regal. I don't know if he's asking the Rav. And then Kasha, I didn't see the Rambans. In the Hisafa of the Tanai of understanding the sugya, the Rosh is compelled Zokter Kiveiger to add in a Tanai because he was assuming Yairid in the entire sugya. Yeah, David. Okay.
One more.
Yeah.
Also in the Ramban, then it's Shver and Kiyo Barov.
Oh, that's what I was driving at. Excellent. Rabbi Yisai, what did Julian just ask? Julian just asked a bomb kasha. I'm selling you a bag of goods. Rabbi Yisai, all this is very nice within Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds it's a sada asuyalita, and therefore you got to pay what? You got to pay everything. You got to pay up. Right? You got to pay up. What should the other option be? Sada she'ina asuyalita, amar of papa, loy nechleku, Rabin Shmuel, Ella, Kan b'sada asuyalita, kan shalei b'sada asuyalita, right? It's got the lingo, Rabbi Yisai. Know that Gemara Baal Peh. This Gemara is coming back to life. Don't worry. We still have another part of this Gemara Mamatziah. You're going to know this Gemara Mamatziah. The story about Yerid is going to come out of this sugya. We're going to know this backwards and forwards. How do you understand Rav Chiya? Demei kanim b'zol? That's not what the Gemara said. Rabbi Yisai, it's cheaper, but it's not exactly what the Gemara said. What did the Gemara say? Yado al tachtoina. Is that to make Hanim Zol? Not usually. Not necessarily. It's a shver in the Ramban, Rabbi. It's a shverkite in the Ramban.
So he says mixas.
Okay. So what? In Rav Huna, you have a full comparison in terms of the value, and according to Rav Chiya, you don't. And now you're going to have to start breaking your teeth. And the Hezber of Machlekes. Yeah, you could just drop these lines. Yeah, mix us. Oh, yeah. What's the Hezber?
It's not just that. It's also, according to the Ramban, in Eina Suyalita, you can say Lo Be'ino.
Right. So you're saying on Reb Kiva Eger. Oh, I hear. He's saying, Reb Kiva Eger's whole diik is what? Is that the Ramban never said over here that you need any stipulation. But according to Chiya Barav, you could have a situation where you don't even have to pay. And according to the Ramban, it's even b'makom de amar loy ba'ina. So why do you have to pay to make on him zol? Unless that's exactly what David's saying. That even if this guy is saying loy ba'ina, by this case, he's not going to be off the hook legamri. And even though in the Gemara Matzia you would say what? Tol eitzecha v'avanecha. Over here, I can't say tol eitzecha v'avanecha. Why not? Not Hezekiah, that's last sugya. Right? Ramban doesn't hold where we're learning Hezekiah. We're holding blocking, right? Protecting. We're in the outer wall, ADT.
But he said something?
So the Reb Kiva Eger is learning in the Ramban, even if he said something. That's the whole part of Reb Kiva Eger. That's why the Ramban doesn't have to say anything. It's only the Rosh that has to say Shasak. Because the Ramban wants to say even if he said something. Right? So then the Kasha is, okay, that's by Rav Huna that's glad. That's what Julian's asking. But in Reb Chiya, it's not so glad. Because if it's a Sada Shena Suyelita, according to the Ramban, you should be able to be off the hook. You shouldn't even have to pay Yadu Ala Tachtoino. That's a bomb kasha. Unless there's something different, which is what David was saying. Yeah, Asher.
Why? How do you know that Ramban is saying that Rav Huna holds that, like we're saying that our case is similar to the case in Bava Metzia, and the way we're explaining that right now, that Rav Huna is saying that it's a Sada Shesuilita, whereas Chia is saying it's a Sada Sheino Asuilita. Why can't we just say...
That's what Ramban said, right?
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Exactly.
Yes, he did.
The way that you... That you
no, this is the Ramban from last week.
I know.
I'll read it to you. Someone read it.
In the beginning of Shir is that...
Yeah.
Is that Rav Huna just said we're able to be toila on that machlokas and we're able to take the din of Sada Sheshulis and apply it here.
Right.
Whereas Chia just says we're not able to apply that. It's a different case. So
No. Chia holds was a Sada Sheena Sodi Lita.
Oh, and he also
that's what he
said.
He says both sides, yeah. He says it, yeah. Everyone compares it to Yerv. The Shaila is just whether or not this case of wool is a Sodi Lita or Eina Sodi Lita. It's a Galat. The Rabbat says take there to here, and everyone agrees. However, now we need some svaras. Now we need to think. You see, I don't want you guys always looking at Makaris during Seder, everybody said. I don't want you guys schmoozing. But I want you guys thinking. I want you guys to stop for a second and say, what's the Hesber? What's Pshat over here? Yeah?
Can't you say it's a different case? Because in regards to the wall, that's not in your property. It's around the...
Whoa. Interesting. So it's not in my property.
So you can't tell him, get rid of it. I would have never used it.
Ooh.
You're getting the benefit from outside.
So Sammy wants to say... And when you're in my property, perhaps that allows and triggers leibayinim. This is an eyesore. This is something that doesn't match. I don't know if you know this, but interior decorators have been learning this. They say you need a story for your house. Your house has to tell a story. Okay? I started making fun of it in the house. I'm like, oh, this is a great story. You know, like... You know, we got this piece. Oh, this adds so much to the story. It's like a new scene, you know, like a new drama. You have to say a story, right? So this guy comes in. He's Yerid Latoya for Shosi, and now he puts this in my property. So Sammy's tining. That's not good. That doesn't work with my story. Even though it's a Sada, even if it's, you know, it, there's monetary benefit over here, but Lamaisa, it doesn't work, right? So that I could say where it's Ena Suyalita, where I'm the full-fledged Bailiff. But Sammy's saying, perhaps we can understand, according to the Ramban over here, that the reason why this is not an exact parallel, which gets back to what? The Lashon of the Ramban of Doime B'Miktzas, just like we explained the language of Doime B'Miktzas within our Kasha, of why you need Nene plus Yerid. Also, to answer what Julian's asking now, how do you understand, according to Chiya Barav, why you're not able to say Leibayina? The answer is over here, perhaps. Is that I'm not a full-fledged Bailum over here. It's something that's benefiting me. It's like a Yoyred with a Nene. Guys, you now you see how it's coming together? It's a Yoyred with a Nene, but it's not like a classic Nene. It's not a classic Yoyred either, because it's not in my Rishus. And therefore what? I have to respect if you want to put it there. But Rabbi say, even if, Alderich, what Sammy's saying, yeah, Matthew, you don't like it? Yeah, why?
He's being too medayeg, and like, oh, the fence is obviously on his property, or at least half of his property, half is on his property, or else it wouldn't be a case of yored at all.
You are setting up that our case is a case where the fence is half on his property.
At least, if it's
fascinating, what everybody said. Does anyone know why I think that's fascinating? Does anyone know why I think what Matthew just said is fascinating, that he said Misfarad and Afshe? I didn't see anywhere yet in the Rishonim that we said that stipulated that. You're assuming that.
The wall's on whose property?
What?
For the fact that it's a pick-up,
What?
Falls on whose property?
It has to be. It has to be. I, when I learned Tosfos, I did not assume like that.
It can't be. If it's on the other person's field, why is he? Yes, if you built it, then it was just your.
I'm protecting. I'm being protected, and now I'm benefiting from it.
If it's a bika, it means it can't be on the other guy's property. It has to be solely on the makif's. Because Nizek has no responsibility to put a wall there, and the makif has no right to use it.
There's no way it's on his property.
Whoa.
No, it has to be if it's yours. Trevor,
I'm so excited right now. But I don't want to spoil it for you guys. My mamish don't want to spoil it for you guys. Listen, your mamish, like, go on. Go weiter. Stay tuned. This is going to be big time issues amongst the Rishonim. I don't want to spoil it. So let's assume right now, like Sammy's assuming. I don't hear the hechrich of why. Which way did you saying, Adman?
I mean,
Matthew's just saying, he just assumed that this was like shava b'shava, shutfis, and that's why to put it on. But like, do I know that Sam is wrong? No.
How do you have kids that's yoreid at all if it's not on his property?
Right, and echrami. So it's yoreid for the fact that now I'm forcing you to pay for a benefit that you are gaining. Is it a classic yoreid? No, it's not on my property.
Then the Ramban told Svara of it being.
No, if I care, that's doim lemitzas.
No, but then that's just zemenev zed lo chazer.
It's not.
No, that would just be. Because the guy put up a fence, and then he put up a fence for himself. The other guy is just benefiting. If it's on the other guy's property, there's no svar to make him pay according to Yori, because he didn't come to his property. He didn't do anything that's, oh yeah, I just benefited your property. I just did my own thing, and now you're benefiting. It's only Zen Dan that is able to pass it.
No, because they had to build bigger walls.
No, he didn't.
If it's an outer wall, that's just Nene. It's just Nene, and it can't be considered Yurid.
Yeah, I'm saying if it's the inner wall, but it's only on
why?
The outer guy's property, how is that Yurid at all?
Why can't I just did something that people do,
but
or that is meaningful to your property?
It's Yurid, but folks are the Kavero. It's like a.
It has to be on the outside. So how can it be on the Nika? It can't be done in the Nika property because the Ramban views it as outside wall.
You just said the opposite of what Matthew just said.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but he's arguing, you're arguing from the fact that the purpose of the wall. Once the Ramban holds that it's an outside wall, you said it has to be on the outside.
No,
I don't think that's compelling at all.
But the rush.
How do you know that it's not an inch into my rishos that's now protecting from Shane Varegal of
Bahamas? Wouldn't it be a whole other discussion?
But what Matthew's saying, Matthew's arguing in Svara.
Maybe
he's saying you can't at all apply the din of Yorid if you're not doing something to my property.
That's why. Yeah.
Why can't
the rush that you're acting as a
shliach? That's what I'm saying. Why can't it be done with Moktas? You are now putting a blockade in front of my property that's now enhancing my property.
But that's just, I'd say, Zenev Zelo Chaser. That's just the other Svara.
Why? It's now a better property. If you would now sell this property that now has a gate on the outside, it's worth more money. So you did. You're right. It's not on your property. So I don't know. It's not a classic example, and that's why maybe the dinim of Lei Be'ino, according to Rav Chaim Harav, might not be exactly parallel. But in order to now be mechayev me to pay l'chayra, I need what? I need the sugya of Yared in order to be mechayev me. Right? He is improving it.
Going into your house and putting up a light.
What?
I'm not going into your house and putting up a light.
I am doing something. I understand her. Some everybody said. Let's say the government wouldn't have problems for me to build on the sidewalk on public property, and I have a gate. Okay, anyone here have a gate around their house? Come on.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Okay. Do you honestly think that your gate around your house happens to be that because of the chukim it has to be on your property if you want to build it? Let's say it wasn't like that. Let's say the government was great. Let's imagine right now the government was actually nice. Let's imagine the government was gracious and the government said, you know what? No, the municipality says, you know what? Well, this is what our sidewalks are here for. We want you to get as much land and room and benefit to your property and make that football game as much area as you can, and the out of bounds can be on the entire grass. So we are willing to allow you to cement that gate into the sidewalk. Would that bring his property any less value, Rabbi Say? Absolutely not. If anything, I would say it's additional value. He just got more property.
That's a
And he still has the same gate that serves the same purpose. So that's using Yair, Rabbi Yisai.
But it's not his property.
What?
It's not on his property.
It's not on his property. Therefore, I don't know exactly the details of Yared, where maybe the Svaras of Lo Be'ina are specific to where it's on my property. But fundamentally, when the Ramban asks a question, you spent money, I pay, where did you get that from? That's from the principles and the underpinnings of the Sugya of Yared, and I don't know that just from the Sugya of Nene. Nowhere in the Sugya of Nene, Rabbi Yisai, do you know that if he spends money and builds something for me, that now I have to pay. That's why the Ramban says you also need Yared, which was what was bothering the Ramban. But, okay, that's what we started shir with. I wouldn't also know just from Yared, I also need Nene, because of this other svaras that we mentioned. Good. I think this is very good, Rabbi Yisai. I think this cheshbon makes sense. Excellent. We'll get back to exactly where the fence was. Rabbi Yisai, yeah, David.
Oh, the other rush is that I can, if I'm...
It's late.
Or something.
Yeah.
What if I never saw him do it in the first place?
Oh, yeah. So then we have to ask, what it depends how your response is going to be. If it's Shasak, when he sees it, so then you're going to be chai. Rabbi Yisai, did we answer the Gemara according to the Ramban and the Rush, the way to read the Gemara and Bamitziah? The repetitiveness, the taina that the Rush had textually against the Ramban? We did, right? The Rush pointed out, the Ramban pointed out, that I learned that Gemara was always being Yado al Tachtoina, and the first Lobayino was finding out whether or not it was Asuya Lita or not. And then and only then did he have the ability to say a real Lobayino once we knew it was a Sada Shein Asuya Lita, because it's the only time that you could say Lobayino. But Rabbi Yisai, the Rush had an additional Kasha. The Rush had a Kasha Misvara. And that kasha is a little bit harder to answer. L'chayra, I'm with the Rush on this one. Echtes. How could you even say, even if you answer up the Gemara, that this guy, Bal Karcho, should now have to pay money? Rabbi said, this should bother you. This is dinim. This should bother you, that you now have on your hands a psak la'alocha, that now, I don't care what you say, I don't care what your drive is, I don't care. Let's say I'm broke. Let's say I don't have the money. Let's say I just lost everything in the market. I don't know. Now you're being mechayev me to pay kabal karcha. Rabbi say that should bother you.
He was shatuk.
What the Ramban saying? Even leibayino. How could that be? In fact, the Rush, if he says leibayino, even if it's asada asuyelita, you can't be mechayev him to pay. And the Ramban holds not so. He doesn't explain it. Rabbi say that needs explanation. That needs you guys to be masbir. Mirtz Hashem, we'll try to be masbir that, Rabbi Yisai. We'll come back to that. And then we'll, Mirtz Hashem, enter into the world of the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid, Rabbi Yisai. Then I want you to go back to the Gemara Bamitziah. See the next Gemara Bamitziah. What happens if a guy says the opposite, Rabbi Yisai? Gemara Bamitziah discusses the opposite. What happens, the Rush and the Ramban discuss, what happens if what? If the Nikuf says, Take your ingredients, take your stuff, and get off my property. Take it out. What about the opposite? What happens if you have a Yor L'Toich Sadeh Shel Chavero? And what? And the Makif says, you know what? I want my stuff back. Does he have the ability to do that? Or does he not have? Stay tuned, Rabbi Yisai, and print out, if you can, the Chidushei HaRav Naftali truck, Rosh Hashiva in Radin, in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisai.